WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. I'm so glad you're tuning in because today we're tackling something that plagues us all at some point, self-doubt. That little voice in your head whispering, you can't do it, or you're not good enough, or even worse, what if you fail? Ever felt like you're on the verge of something amazing, but then that nagging doubt creeps in and throws a wrench into your plans? You know, that feeling when you're about to present that big project at work, or take that leap and start your own business, or even just ask someone out on a date. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and all those what-ifs start swirling around. Well, let me tell you, self-doubt is a common human experience, and it doesn't discriminate. But the good news is, we can learn to manage it and even turn it into fuel for growth. We can use Stoic philosophy to build unshakable confidence and conquer those doubts head-on. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you overcome self-doubt and step into your power. First, accept that self-doubt is a part of life. It's normal. Don't beat yourself up for feeling it. Think about it like this. Even the most successful people in the world have moments of doubt. The difference is they don't let those doubts control them. They acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. When that little voice starts chirping away with its negativity, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, our self-doubt stems from irrational fears or past experiences that no longer apply. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything in life, but you can control your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, channel your energy into things you can actually change. Fourth, celebrate your successes, no matter how small. We tend to focus on our shortcomings, but it's crucial to acknowledge and celebrate our wins, big or small. This helps build a sense of confidence and reminds us of our capabilities. Think about that time you nailed a presentation at work, or finally finished that project you were putting off. Give yourself credit. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through the same thing. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and faces challenges. The key is to learn from them and keep striving for growth. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been hesitant to share her work publicly because she fears criticism. She's got this incredible talent, but that self-doubt keeps holding her back. She starts practicing the Stoic principles we talked about. First, she accepts that some people might not like her art, it's okay. Not everyone will resonate with everything. She then challenges those negative thoughts by reminding herself of the joy and fulfillment creating art brings her. She focuses on improving her craft and celebrating every small victory, like finishing a new piece or getting positive feedback from a friend. Finally, she practices self-compassion, knowing that it's okay to be nervous, but not letting fear paralyze her. Sarah takes a leap of faith and shares her art online. To her surprise, she receives overwhelmingly positive responses. People are inspired by her creativity and passion. Her confidence grows with each encouraging message. She realizes that sharing her work wasn't about seeking validation. It was about expressing herself authentically and connecting with others who appreciated her art. So, what are the key takeaways? First, self-doubt is normal, but it doesn't have to define you. Second, challenge those negative thoughts and focus on your strengths. Celebrate your successes, big or small, and practice self-compassion along the way. Remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful in overcoming self-doubt? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage every single day. Until next time, stay stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.